disagreements on earth not made right. What happens at the judgment seat? The eyes of the Lord are as flames of fire, meaning that when the Lord looks at something, it tests it, right? The fire proves every man's work of what sort it is. If it's wood, hay, and stubble, it's gone. It's burned up. And so attitudes, actions, things that we have done, which maybe down here we were quite proud of, I told him. I put him in his place. But when the Lord Jesus looks at it, it'll test it, it'll prove it, won't it? Because the way the Lord Jesus looks at a thing is the right way to look at it. So there will be a fire at the judgment seat of Christ. It will be there in grace. Anything I've done for self-aggrandizement, for pride, for getting my own way, it'll look so bad in the presence of the Lord Jesus. I'll say, Lord, please get rid of it. Put it in the fire. The fire is there for our good, so that any wrong attitudes, wrong actions, consequences of actions, the Lord is going to deal with that. Would the Lord be just? Would he be right if there have been young Christians who have been deeply offended and have been pushed away, and at the judgment seat of Christ, the Lord didn't do anything about that? There are children who have been deeply wounded by things that have gone on in the home. The Lord Jesus has to set those things right. And if they're not set right in time, he's going to set them right. And I don't know how he's going to do it, but I do know he's going to set everything right. And when we step into eternity, it's going to be a happy thing. Now, it's not a matter of sin. It's not a matter of punishment. There's no punishment. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. This is going to be a happy day, when things that were wrong are going to be set right, where people are going to be reconciled. And the whole issue will be what Christ does, what he sees, what he looks. When he looks at a thing, that's the right way. And at last, when we stand on shore heaven, we'll look at things the way he looks at them. And so if there's something I've done that's been out of sorts, that's been untoward, that's hurt somebody else, on that day, I'll want it to be made right. And we'll all see it that way. We'll all agree with him. So it's not to be an unhappy day. It's going to be a great day, and everyone shall have praise of God. The Lord will find things that we never imagined were worth any reward at all, and he'll reward us for it. A cup of cold water given in the name of a disciple, he says, I remember that. Everything. And that's why when I read a verse like, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will reveal the hidden things. He'll make plain the hidden things. And I start to tremble in my boots until I read the rest of the verse. And then shall everyone have praise of God. He's not going to expose. Love covers a multitude of sin. He's not going to expose sin, but he is going to reconcile brethren who have been at odds with each other. He's going to fix everything. Before the big jubilee, it's all going to be settled. Debts paid, relationships restored, the whole thing is going to be fixed. It's going to be happy, a happy day. So look forward to it. The Lord's going to set things right. The things that we couldn't fix, he's going to fix. And everything's going to be wonderful on that day. He's going to wipe away our tears, and then we're going to step into glory. I think it's going to happen on the way up, personally. I think it's going to happen in the realm in which our conflict has been, in the heavenlies, in the very face of the enemy, in his own domain, the prince of the power of the air. It's all going to be settled, and we're going to step on shore heaven, and we're all going to be happy forever.